Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is Optimal Living Advice, episode 284, and my name is Greg Audino. I'm your host on the show. This is where I take any questions that you might have about parts of life or events of life that you might be having a hard time with and offer some support and guidance. And we've got another question today that's hitting home for me, much like the last one was. All new today, though. This asker is trying to shift out of her habit of always looking towards the next big thing. And instead looking to be here a little bit more often. I think this one calls for a really important discussion about how to do that. So let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. I have a habit of always looking towards the next big thing. I don't know if it's because I'm an idealist or because I've always been so goal-oriented, but it's starting to occur to me that I spend almost all of my time living in the future, or at least more time than is probably normal. I find it really hard to stay present, not because I don't appreciate it, but because I'm always trying to improve and create a better life for myself in each chapter. A lot of typical mindfulness techniques don't work for me, and I'm worried that this is starting to eat away at the life that I have now or any goal that I might accomplish in the future. All right, thank you very much, asker. Very good question. Very relatable question, certainly for me. And I'm sure for a lot of dreamers out there as well. Now, I really love any opportunity to put widely applauded traits like goal orientation under the spotlight. It is just so important to do because we're really at risk of living on autopilot when we don't question both the benefits and the drawbacks of any given pursuit. So what you've described here is a shining example of how goal orientation can, not always, but can easily lead to a more skin-crawling feeling like idealism if we're not careful. So, how to break free from this? How to really sit and appreciate what you have now and what you'll accomplish later while managing insatiability and not automatically just plunging yourself into what's next? Well, let's start by talking about what now even is, and more importantly, how you measure it. Similar to the way I get irritated by ideas that are seen as universally bad or good, like goal orientation, I'm also a little grumpy about what I feel is a really short-sighted way of looking at presence. We typically associate it with being aware of, you know, like aware of your breath, clearing your mind, noticing what's around you, etc. And there's certainly nothing wrong with any of this. But what about other forms of presence? Are you not being mindful and present if you're having a hard time listening to someone because you're so distracted by thinking about how much they mean to you and how much they've impacted your life? Or, you know, what about when you're taking an art class and barely hearing the teacher's directions because you're too busy contemplating a really difficult conversation that you had earlier, one which is informing the very work that you're creating? The bottom line is that someone can be present and in the moment in their own unique way, because there is an unfathomable amount of stimuli at any given moment to hone in on, not to mention all of the ways those stimuli can be interpreted. So, in order for anyone to sharpen their ability to appreciate the present, to me, it feels imperative that they learn what the present means for them and what type of presence they really value if it doesn't necessarily align with what we might hear about like meditation and breathing techniques, etc. And this is where your goal orientation asker really comes in handy and offers a benefit to you that you might not have considered. You said something interesting. You said, I'm always trying to improve and create a better life for myself in each chapter. That's cool. If you like goal setting, then it makes perfect sense for you to measure the beats of your life by chapter instead of by moment. So then how about we consider not how you can ground yourself in each moment, but in each chapter? Let's start with this. We all reflect on the good old days, right? We can all relate to that. College would probably be a good example for a lot of us. We might say that those were the good old days because we had more freedom, we were more experimental, our parents might have been a bigger safety net, we spent more time with friends, etc. All fun things definitely worth missing. Fine. But we might forget that there are parts of that chapter that we're happy to be done with too. We might not miss the financial struggles, the inability to set good boundaries, the career uncertainty, the tendency to be maybe taken advantage of in any number of ways. So whether it's college, childhood, your first job, life before getting married, life before having kids, life before the kids left the nest, all of these chapters come with their simplicities and their complexities. And if you are someone who gauges your life by chapter, then think about the chapter that you're currently in and what's going well right now, maybe even peaking right now. I'm pretty similar in idealizing things, people, places, events, etc. So I'll be brave. I'll start. Some things that are just so for me right now, or some strong values that are really able to flourish in this current phase of my life would be my cats, my animals, right? My cats are ages 2 and 1, both very active, very healthy, very mischievous. They've got a ways to go before age gets the better of them. But, you know, that time will come, and I'm really going to miss these good old days of them being young and spry. My health would be another thing. Right now, I'm able to make a lot of time for exercise and playing sports, and this will no doubt get harder to do should more responsibilities pile up, and certainly when my body starts to break down. And then my friends and my social life is another example. So I live in California again, just moved back, where I have a lot of friends who are willing to get together and be outside all the time. This is all really great for me. But if I, you know, get married and have children, this, it shouldn't drop off, of course, but there won't be as much time for it, as newer, more important priorities will need more space. So these are just a few examples. They've shape-shifted recently, and they will shape-shift again as gradual or sudden changes occur in my life, whether they be goals I set for myself, like you, or unexpected happenings that I can't control. And as someone who thinks about the overarching big picture more so than moment to moment, it's peaceful for me to stay present and acknowledging of the gifts that this chapter has to offer. And my advice for you is to try the same thing. Rather than trying to fit yourself into the box of how most people interpret mindfulness, you know, if it's not for you, it's not for you. You do have other options, so don't be afraid to try them on for size. Okay, that'll do it. Asker, I definitely threw my ideas at you a lot today, which I try to refrain from doing, but it seemed like it would be helpful and appropriate this time around. I sure hope it was. And please reach out to me and tell me if it wasn't, or if there's something else you might need from this episode. And you know, I encourage all of you to reach out. Feedback is most certainly welcome, but above all, keep those questions coming in. There's no such thing as too many, and we really appreciate the responses that we've got so far. So if there is something on your mind that you would like help with, email it to me at advice@oldpodcast.com. advice@oldpodcast.com. I'd love to hear from you and offer some support. So that's that. We are wrapped on OLA 284. Thanks for coming, everyone. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I'll see you next time, where your optimal life awaits.